السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. وقال تعالى: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, dear sisters, and all those who are listening online. Firstly, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. And we ask Allah Rabbul Izzat on this Mubarak, blessed day of Jum'ah to send His special mercies, His blessings, His salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with His family members, with His companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and all those who follow in their footsteps till the end of time. May Allah make us from amongst them. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Brothers and sisters, our topic of discussion for today, in this few minutes that we have, is on a quality that Allah Ta'ala highlights in the Quran. And it's one of the themes of Quran, repeatedly. It is a quality of the people of paradise. It is a quality that is found in the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. And alhamdulillah, to a certain extent, we all have that quality. But today, from the Quran, in this few minutes, I want to try to explain to you that what does Allah require from us, or what is Allah expecting from us in terms of this quality, and how can we enhance it and improve it in our lives. And this quality that we are speaking of is what we term as shukr. We say shukr, to be thankful, to show gratitude, and to be grateful. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah highlights this quality in Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَبَدًا شَكُورًا. Allah says, this banda of mine, he was one who was extremely grateful. He always showed gratitude. When Allah speaks about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا وَلَمْ يَكُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ شَاكِرًا لِأَنْعُمِهِ. From this word shukr, Allah says Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was one who was grateful for the bounties and the blessings of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, subhanallah, he would stand up in salah, and he would stand up to the extent that his feet would become swollen. So our beloved mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she would say, Ya Rasulullah, to standing up in salah to such an extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's response would be, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful banda and servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is a noble trait that is mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's found in the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam. And there's many incidents to highlight this. But again, from another Nabi, not what we've mentioned, but from another Nabi, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, an incident that Allah Ta'ala makes mention of in the Quran. I'll mention this incident, and then we'll see how, you know, we can highlight or we analyze another one or two verses and see how we can bring this in our life. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there's a lengthy, or his incident is mentioned throughout, repeatedly throughout the Quran. But in Surah Qasas, in the 20th juz, Allah Ta'ala makes mention in detail of the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had an altercation with a person, and he struck him inadvertently, unintentionally. He happened to kill this person. Now Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was a mistake, but there is a warrant of arrest out for him. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam now leaves. He's advised that he should leave Misr and he should move away. So he plans the trip and he goes, he sets out towards Madian. He is a fugitive. There's a warrant of arrest out for him. He doesn't have much. He has probably his knapsack or whatever they had at that time. He had his maybe, probably the clothes only that he was wearing. He had some food or patkos for the journey. And he sets out and he travels for a few days. Few days of travel with minimum provisions. He reaches a point in Madian, and Allah describes the scene. وَلَمَّا تَوَجَّهَ تِلْقَاءَ مَدْيَنْ قَالَ عَسَىٰ رَبِّي أَن يَهْدِيَنِي سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. He said, when Musa alayhi salam turned towards Madian, and he made dua that Allah will guide me, he came to a place and he saw a very unique scene. وَلَمَّا وَرَدَ مَاءَ مَدْيَنْ وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ. Now Musa alayhi salam is witnessing this. Try and visualize this. He sees some people that have their animal, their herd with them, and they are, you know, taking their herd and providing water and allowing the animals to drink. But at the same time, he notices there are two women. There are two women who also have a flock of sheep, but they are withholding their flock. They're not allowing their animals to drink. Now Musa alayhi salam could have said, you know what, I'm in no mood now to get involved here. I'm tired, I just came, I'm just going to have a rest. But subhanAllah, he saw this, it's a Nabi, and it seems it's a unique situation. It seems there's some zulm happening here, there's some oppression taking place. Why are these people being allowed and these people are not being allowed? So he approaches these two women. And he says, what is the matter? I see, وَجَدَ عَلَيْهِ أُمَّةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ يَسْقُونَ وَوَجَدَ مِن دُونِهِمُ امْرَأَتَيْنِ تَذُودَانِ قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُمَا قَالَتَا لَا نَسْقِي حَتَّى يُسْتِرَ الرِّعَاءِ. So they said to him, we have also brought our flock to drink. This is actually a man's job. There's no man in our family. Our father, وَأَبُونَا شَيْخٌ كَبِيرٌ. He's an elderly man. We have taken the task, but we cannot go because we don't want to rub shoulders with the shepherds that are there. So we're going to wait for them. After that, we're going to give these animals water to drink. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, without saying anything, he then takes their animals. Quran leaves out all the side parts to it, but he takes their animals and he provides water for these animals to drink. فَسَقَى لَهُمَا ثُمَّ تَوَلَّى إِلَى الظِّلِّ. After this, he takes shelter under the tree and he makes a dua. And this is the point of discussion, and this is what I want to highlight. He comes under the tree and he makes this dua and he says, رَبِّي إِنِّي لِمَا أَنزَلْتَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَقِيرٍ. That, oh Allah, I am in need of any khair, any good that you send down to me. This is, in summary, in essence, the meaning of this dua. This is an incident mentioned. Now, incidents that Allah has mentioned in Quran of Anbiya are filled with lessons. It's not just a story. Why has Allah mentioned this entire scene? this incident. What? There's many lessons, but our lesson for today, the lesson of shukr and gratitude. Understand the situation that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is in. He is traveling for many days. So number one, he is tired. Number two, he is hungry. Number three, he is homeless. He doesn't have shelter. Right? He doesn't have a vehicle. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a family. He doesn't have a wife. He doesn't have much. He doesn't have, actually, he doesn't have anything. He only has the little that he has. He is at a point of desperation. He is at a point of desperation, we can call it in our terms, because this is his condition outwardly. But he's not looking at it like that. He could have said, Allah, I traveled for so many days, I got no food. I need some food. I need some water. I need a home, a shelter. I need this. No, he doesn't do that. He doesn't look at what he doesn't have, but he looks at what he has. He looks at what he has, and he's thanking Allah for what he has. This is shukr. Ya Allah, I traveled for so many days. Alhamdulillah, I made it here safely. Something could have happened to me on the safar. He's not saying now I'm out of food. Ya Allah, I came here. Subhanallah, it's in the hot desert. Thumma tawalla ila dhil. I'm sitting under the shade. I got shade. He's thanking Allah for the shade that he has. Ya Allah, I came here in this condition. I had the tawfiq and the ability of doing a good deed. I helped some people. He's thanking Allah for that. He's thanking Allah for what he has, not for what he doesn't have. And outward, look at it from our point of view. Musa alayhi salam is, if you want to ever say that a person is at a point of desperation, he's saying that Musa alayhi salam. But he's not looking at it like that. He's saying, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khairin faqir. Oh Allah, I am in need of whatever khair and good you send, whatever I'm in need of it, Ya Allah. Whatever khair and good you send down, I am in need of it. He's thanking Allah for what he has, rather than asking Allah for what he doesn't have. Now look at Quran, and this is why Allah teaches us these lessons. When he does this, what happens? Subhanallah. These same two girls, in the tafsir it's mentioned, they were the daughters of Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam. They went back to their father. The incident is lengthy, we don't have time to go into detail, but he sends them back. One thing leads to the next. Musa alayhi salam is invited to the home. He is given food. After that, he is married to one of these daughters. And from that, many, many doors open. Many, many doors open. So again, Musa alayhi salam, one of the qualities highlighted in his life is the quality of shukr, to be grateful. Now, each and every one of us, we can look into our lives. We are sitting here today. It is 23rd of August 2024, Masjid Salihin, and we are in the month of Safar. How is it affecting us? If we have to evaluate and ask ourselves, you know, am I a grateful person? Do I have this quality of shukr in my life? Now, we don't have time, otherwise I would have asked a few brothers to give their response. But some would say, yes, you know, maybe I give myself 8 out of 10 or 7 out of 10. Because why? No, because after salah, I make the tasbih. And I say, Alhamdulillah. How many times you say it, brother? I say 10 times. How many times you say? I say 33 times, mashallah. 33 times after every salah, I'm saying, Alhamdulillah. I'm thanking Allah for the bounties and blessings. Mashallah, there's many du'as also that I'm reading. Another person might say, anyone does any favor to me, I make dua for them. I tell them, Jazakallahu khayran. Or I tell them, thank you. Or whatever, I'm a grateful person. I'm a grateful banda and servant of Allah. And I'm a grateful person to people. So each one of us will define shukr on our own. And we might evaluate ourselves differently, you know, according to what level of shukr is in our lives. But subhanallah, let us analyze one more verse of Quran, just to give us a bigger perspective on this topic. not once, not twice, but multiple times in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of this verse. Which verse? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Allah says that if you want to count, if you want to enumerate the ni'mat of Allah, لَا تُحْسُوهَا, it is a task that you will not encompass. It's a task that you will not be able to accomplish. Now, subhanallah, let's analyze this verse. Firstly, this word ni'mat. Or we, normally we use it ni'mah, we say ni'mah. Is this word, is it a singular or is it plural? That's the first question. This word, is it singular or is it plural? It's plural. And many people translate this, if we were to count the bounties of Allah. But brothers, this is incorrect. Ni'mat is not plural. Ni'mat is singular. Ni'mat is singular. Now this is very important to understand this verse of Quran. Allah is saying, if you were to enumerate and count the bounty of Allah, one bounty, it's not possible. Now you might say, but when I heard this verse, when we study this verse, we think now the bounties of Allah, okay, my car, my house, my money, my shop, my family, my masjid, my community, all these are bounties. No, no. Allah is not speaking about this. This, all this is a bonus. All this is a bonus. Analyze this verse of the Quran. Take one bounty, which is our mere existence. You and I are sitting here. These few moments that we have, these moments of existence, this is a priceless gift from Allah, which is termed as life. We're not talking about living life. The mere fact that Allah has given us conscious moments of existence, this is a ni'mah. This is a blessing from Allah. This is a blessing from Allah. And why do I say priceless? Because if someone was to tell us now that, brother, you have 10 minutes left to live, but if you were to give all your wealth, then you'll have another 10 months. What would we do? What would we do? We'd say, no, 10 minutes is fine. No, we'd say, brother, take all my wealth, and maybe even you'll give half of your neighbor's wealth. But I want that 10 months more. This is how precious existence is. Allah is giving us the priceless gift and blessing of life, every moment of our life for free. Freely. No questions asked. No questions asked. The life that we don't own, that we haven't earned, and we don't even deserve it. But Allah has given it to us. If someone does me a favor every day of my life for 20, 30, 70, 80, 90 years till the day I die, how much gratitude should I show to that person? Allah is giving us a bounty and a blessing which is priceless every day of our life. For how many, every day, for how many years? How much gratitude, how grateful should we be to Allah for this, just the bounty of life, life itself. How much gratitude we have to show. Showing ingratitude is amongst the greatest acts of evil and immorality. Now look, let's come back to this verse of Quran. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. Allah says, if you want to count and enumerate the one bounty of Allah, it's not possible. All of us, Allah has blessed us with a heart, which is the physical organ that Allah has kept to keep us alive. And this heart is pumping blood. And this process, when the heart pumps blood, it's referred to as a heartbeat. Now this is the challenge of Quran. This is the challenge of Quran. Okay, we've identified one ni'mat, one blessing, which is life. Allah says, okay, now count this bounty, the blessing of life that I have given you. Start counting. Put your hand on your heart and start counting. The heart is beating 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Is it possible for us to count it, brothers? It's not possible. When we were born, we never know how to count. So 2, 3 years already we got a backlog. When we learned how to count, what about when we're sleeping? We got a backlog. When we're eating, when we're doing other tasks. Is it possible? It's not possible. لا تحصوها. It's not possible to count this bounty and favor of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Now brothers, let's go one step further. We have to show gratitude. We have to be thankful to Allah. For every heartbeat, we have to thank Allah. Every heartbeat. So again, put our hand on our heart. And that every heartbeat, we have to say, Alhamdulillah. 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 Can we thank Allah for that? It's practically impossible. It's practically impossible. We cannot thank Allah for the one basic bounty that we have taken for granted. I'm not talking of iman. I'm not talking of the money that we have. I'm not talking of the palatial home and the vehicle and everything else. That is just a bonus. That is separate. That is separate. Brothers, what has this taught us? This has taught us that we are in gratitude debt. We are in gratitude debt. We owe Allah a lot. It's not that we do something, I'm praying my salah and I have a chip over my shoulder. No, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I'm a grateful bandha of Allah. I'm one who is shakir. No. These anbiya, what extent of gratitude must have been in their lives for Allah to praise them. This bandha of mine, shakir li an'umi. This bandha of mine, kana abdan shakura. Kana abdan shakura. What extent of gratitude we need to get? This is not to make us feel despondent, brothers. No. It means we have to be more grateful to Allah. Thank Allah all the time. Thank Allah. Thank Allah. Thank Allah. Thank Allah. That Ya Allah, so many bounties and blessings that Ya Allah, I am undeserving of. This is the reality. Every bounty and blessing, we are undeserving of it. But Allah has given it to us. Life, the basic, our existence, which we don't own, which we haven't earned, which we don't deserve, Allah has given it to us without any questions. Let us be obedient to Allah. Make this intention that, Ya Allah, I want to be obedient to you. I want to be a grateful banda and servant of yours. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua. Allahumma ja'alna shakirina li ni'amik. O Allah, make us one who is continuously grateful and thankful to your bounties and blessings. We have to make dua. We have to make a concerted effort. My time is almost up. But in fact, in this day and age, just to give you a different perspective as well on this topic of shukr, is look at the people of Palestine. They have redefined shukr for us. Subhanallah. They have redefined it. In difficulty, in calamity, what are they saying? They're saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Someone has lost, the mother has lost her son, not one, not two, not three, but she's saying, Alhamdulillah. Why? Because she realizes and she understands that this is a bounty, that children also is a bounty and blessing from Allah. They don't belong to me, they belong to Allah. But in calamity, in difficulty, praising Allah and being grateful, this is a higher form. This is also shukr. There's so many different aspects to it, brothers. So our lesson for today, just to summarize it again, this quality of shukr, the quality of gratitude. There's many angles that we haven't even started with the bounty and the blessing of iman. We just analyze one blessing. But I want you to go home. to reflect over this verse of the Quran next time when we open the Quran and we come across this verse, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا, then you'll have a different understanding, a different perspective to it. Make dua every day for Allah to give us this bounty and blessing of shukr. Understand it from this, that whatever we do, whatever we have, what we are still in gratitude debt, and we owe to Allah a lot. From now till the time we die, if we have to place our head in sajda, then too we cannot thank Allah. We cannot thank Allah for these bounties and blessings. So let's start somewhere. Let's bring this quality into our life. Make dua for it. And we conclude and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from amongst the shakirin. Brings this amazing quality of Quran. Brings it into our life. And Allah give us and open up the meaning and understanding of Quran to each one of us. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.